Go ahead.
All the votes have been counted via email, Brad. Here's our 9:30 knucklehead runners-up. The guy in the Spanaway Walmart parking lot almost won it. Came very close. Within a vote, he's a runner-up. Made the fake 911 call because he lost his car. Told the cops he had been carjacked. The other runner-up, the funeral homeowners in Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Oh, it's amazing to think of that these guys at the funeral home.
Yeah. Chattanooga.
The John P. Franklin Funeral Home. That's the name I was looking for. When the Brown family came to put down their uncle, Benjamin, Dominique noticed something wasn't right.
These people thinking they was kissing my uncle when they wasn't. They were kissing another man that's over in the morgue right now.
Yeah, why?
Open up the casket. If this man got legs, this is not my uncle.
And so the guy in the casket had legs. His uncle had lost his legs to diabetes.
How could anybody beat that kind of knuckleheadedness on behalf of the funeral homeowners and the patrons, the people who visited the guy and thought it was their uncle? I don't know. It could only be the best man with the itchy trigger finger.
Knucklehead.
Number one nomination, knucklehead.
The winner this week.
Yes, that's right. There was a Egyptian groom that was having his bachelor party, and his friends were all gathered around, and they thought they'd celebrate the 28-year-old's upcoming nuptials and maybe fire off a couple shots in celebration. One of the groomsmen's party there. What the guy with the gun didn't realize, instead of shooting it into the air, he shot him into the ground. Those bullets ricocheted, hit the groom in the upcoming of the suspected groom in the hand, thigh, and testicles, reports the BBC. The groom was rushed to the hospital. They say serious injuries. And then they're not even know if the wedding was going to go through or if he would have full functionality going forward.
You have a hard time going forward.
Or going up anyway.
Forget about that. Our 9:30 knucklehead of the week winner. Thank you, everybody, for voting. Thank you to the Rockfish Grill and Anacortes.